More than 500 years ago, Doreen Alhadas family had something taken away from them, their Spanish citizenship. Now Doreen's trying to get it back. The Alhambra decree was an edict that said Jews in Spain must either convert or leave their homes. So Doreen's family left. They resettled with other Sephardic Jews in Turkey and Greece. Then in the early 1900s, Doreen's family came to Seattle and helped establish our Sephardic Jewish community. Well, now the Spanish government is offering citizenship to descendants of the Sephardic community that they expelled five centuries ago. And even though Doreen Alhadas has spent her life in Seattle, she wants to be a Spanish citizen.
I still relate as a Sephardic culturally. We grew up as Sephardics. We had, my grandparents spoke in Ladino, which was a 15th century Spanish. It's the Spanish from when they were expelled. And I went to school there when I was 19. I went to college.
In Spain?
In Spain, in Madrid. And I felt a very, very strong tie there. And you think, oh, this feels very comfortable. Maybe it's the people are very nice. Maybe it's this. But ultimately, we shared a culture. We shared history together.
What culturally did you recognize in Spain?
You know, I think it was some sense of values. It was a sense of children being important. It was hearing a language from my childhood, you know, to be riding on a subway and not really part of a conversation, but hearing words that you knew as a child. When I first went there, I thought I was fluent, which was totally wrong. But while I could speak the language, when you have this sort of noise going on around you that's language, but you recognize it from something in your youth, it hits a spot that you can't imagine.
Do you remember what you recognized?
I do remember one of the things I recognized. My mother always used to call me mi alma, which is my soul. And for a long time, there's a word that's very similar to, when you put that together, mi alma, there's a word that's honey, that's miel.
Yes.
And, you know, I knew what she meant, but I also didn't know if it was from miel, from a honey, something sweet. And I remember sitting, being on the subway, which is why I mentioned that, and I heard a woman say mi alma to a child. It just hit me hard. But there were things like that the whole time I was there. And the nature of the people was very similar to the Sephardics, I felt.
How do you suppose there are still such cultural ties over hundreds of years from Spain to Seattle?
I think it's because the family's held very tight together. It's a value system, and I think it was culturally something that people held on to. I also think that as Sephardics, we were a minority in the Jewish world. The Ashkenazim population is much larger, always has been. It's been much more predominant in
Eastern European, German, Russian,
all the Eastern European countries. So in some ways, as a minority within the group, you tend to want to hold on to what you have that's special. Because if you don't, it's very easy to assimilate and lose it all. So in many respects, I think a lot of that was held on to stronger than it would have been had it been the reverse.
Okay, so you have these memories, these ties. But what does that have to do with going through the hoops of getting Spanish citizenship today?
I think that the world is getting smaller and smaller. When I signed my papers, the gentleman that signed my papers said, you will now not only be a citizen of Spain, but you will be a citizen of Europe. That rings a bell very strongly to me. I think it's very important. I think the idea of having an EU passport and being a citizen of something greater than just the United States is an amazing experience. People relate to it differently. You know, I lived away for 2 years as a young person. But when you grow up in the States, we're a big country. We think the world begins and ends here. When you experience something else, I think that you then realize that while this is a wonderful place, there are other places. It doesn't end here. And this experience has opened up the world for me and I think my family, and subsequently it will for my children. And from the United States, I think it's a very difficult to view that while this extends, obviously, to the Sephardics in America, it extends to Sephardics worldwide. And there are many Sephardics in other countries that may need to leave their country, and this offers them an exit. a legal exit without waiting for visas or residency or anything. And there are countries where still the Jewish population suffer.
Wow, that's sad to think about, that there are people today who have a suitcase packed in their minds.
You know, and it may not be that the suitcase is at the door, but they're thinking about it. And I think that we need to recognize what Spain has done, not only recognizing the error, but the opportunity that it's offering to those who may need it.
Now, your grandmother, Dora Levy, came to the United States from Turkey in the early 1900s. She was one of the first, maybe the first Sephardic woman in Seattle, and she helped establish the community here. What do you think she would say about you becoming a citizen of the country that kicked out her ancestors, your ancestors?
I think she would be thrilled. I think that she was a person who knew you had to get outside your borders. She spoke six languages. She knew the importance of that. She was a very big proponent of learning another language. But she also, I think, would understand how important it is to possibly have that other passport. She had a sister that she left in Turkey that actually moved to Seattle in 1957 when things got a little difficult in Turkey. So I think the understanding of what it would be like to have another passport, have another place to go if you needed to, would be an important one. And she, first and foremost, would probably understand that.
Doreen Alhadeff is president of the Seattle Sephardic Network. Today, her son is in Spain, signing the paperwork that will make her granddaughters the first Sephardic minors to get their Spanish citizenship.